Good morning, Little Saigon. This is your friend Dan. It is Friday, August the 23rd, 2019. We are just over a week from 9-1-1-9. I don't know what that means, a reflection of 9-1-1, but just meditate on that. But I should say happy Friday, and you can cough up all the gumbus from the shit they drop in the atmosphere, and evacuate your bowels of the toxins and glyphosate, grab yourself a cup of coffee, slap yourself across the face, but stay away from Little Saigon. Stay away from Little Saigon. Stay away from Little Saigon. The place is covered in fecal matter and dried cum and blood. Stay away. Stay away from Little Saigon. You got nothing but platypus freaks and purple-haired frumbus queens. Stay away from Little Saigon unless you're packing a 12-gauge revolver. Stay away from Little Saigon. Nothing but terrible things happen here in the darkness of the night. Stay away from Little Saigon, you grimbus freaks and scrumblies. You'll find something here you didn't want to find. Yeah, anyways, I'm joking. Come to Little Saigon. You guys will love it here. It's a wonderful place filled with all kinds of interesting people. Of course, don't trip and fall in Little Saigon. As you're walking on 12th Avenue or Jackson, don't trip and fall in Little Saigon. As you're meandering your way past your favorite pho restaurant, as you're walking down 12th Avenue, do not slip and fall. Do not scratch your hand on the sidewalk of Little Saigon. If you have a cut or abrasion, you're going to have a problem. That abrasion will become infected in the amoeba and bacteria, the viruses and other monstrous tiny creatures that live on these sidewalks will begin eating you alive. I speak from experience. I slipped and fell here in Little Saigon last winter after one of the chemical ice nucleation events, leaving the surfactant material everywhere, making the sidewalk slippery. And then I did some other things that were stupid, and the end result is I have wounds on my left hand that are only now slowly beginning to heal. And this is great, I think, testimony to the power of my immune system. My immune system, I think, is the Mike Tyson of immune systems. It has to put up with me, Exhibit A, and it has to put up with the world, which is now a big, giant, swirling toilet bowl. You better have a good immune system for that shit, folks. Yep, in a few months, down the street, they're going to open up a compressed air oxygen store here in Little Saigon. If you haven't noticed, there are these oxygen stores, these oxygen bars, these air places opening up everywhere. People are beginning to buy their air at the grocery store. Yeah, so I don't know, it's Friday. Let's go to the first topic. Just as full disclosure, it is like barely 5:30 in the morning. I'm trying to do these podcasts before I go to work because I find that once I'm done at Willy's at the end of the day, I am filled with so much pent-up frustration and rage. I just want to drink and vape and listen to fucking music until all my neurons vibrate at the same frequency, and then I can degauss my soul. If I do it in the morning, I have all the slump build up in my lungs. I have the glymph. I have to evacuate my bowels of all the phlegmatis that builds up there because I'm on the Chevron diet plan. Those of us on the Chevron diet plan will only buy our food at a Chevron gas station. Those of us on the Chevron diet plan will only eat food that comes from a can purchased at a Chevron gas station. Those of us on the Chevron diet plan are beginning to see blood in our stool. Yeah, so if I do this in the morning, it has its own problems. Plus, I have to do all these morning reports for Willy Wonka's, the morning Ard report that tells us the status of the Great Snake and whether the Great Snake choked on something, because the Great Snake at Willy's, Ard, it is more likely to be in a failure state than in a success state. It has hundreds of millions of failure states and maybe one or two success states. You do the fucking math. Yeah, so anyways, if I do these podcasts in the morning while I'm doing this job at Willy's, which was supposedly a business intelligence job, but it's beginning to feel like an OLTP job. Fuck. In my interview, they told me we had an SLA, which is basically a service license agreement where you promise a certain level of service. Anyways, when I interviewed for this job at Willy's I have right now, they said, "Oh, our SLA is 8 to 5 Monday through Friday." Our SLA is 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No. Add that to the list of lies. That's one of the lies. I'll tell you another lie. Willy's, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, has a major product that it schlocks to everybody, including the government, which means the taxpayer. And this product, according to every person I talk internally at Willy's, is unreliable, unstable, unsecure, and the only way you can possibly learn how to configure it is to do what every 10-year-old does with a bunch of fucking Lumbly picks and play the game, one of these things is not like the other, what the fuck? Oh, Dan, just create a couple templates and do a diff. Oh my God. So yeah, anyways. If I do the podcast in the morning, I have less of the bile of existential darkness. If I do it in the afternoon, I don't have to deal with the evacuation processes of all the flumph that has to come out of my system so I can even get on the fucking bus to go to Willy's. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. And like I said, what the fuck? And if you say, "Well, Dan, you just need to go for a walk or a run," no, not with the air here in Seattle. I don't know why it's so bad, but it is quite bad. And I'm fairly certain there's not as much oxygen there in this air as there used to be. Which, just as a side note, humans need oxygen. I mean, we don't want too much, but we need it. If we don't have it, we die. But the weather's fine and the environment's fine. That's what everybody tells me. Everything is fine. Just like that dog drinking his beer or coffee in the restaurant. Everything's fine. I'm okay. It's all fine. It is fine, folks. And I'm also catching up on topics, so you know, just catching up. Oh boy. So I don't bring a lunch to work, and I'll tell you why. Mainly because the bus ride and everything else is such a fucking unreliable monkey fuck that bringing lunch with me or food with me, it would just be one more fucking thing. And I'm making okay money right now, so I can afford to pay, you know, a little bit of cash for lunch. And I will tell you, lunch at Willy's is cheap. It's one of those things about this communist republic of Willy's. They've got tons of cafeterias with lots of really fancy, healthy food. And lunch there is cheap as fuck. You know? Cheap as fuck compared to a lot of places. You don't pay a tip. You don't pay for your drinks. You just pay for the food, and the food is usually okay. And if you figure out which places to go, like that really cool Indian place on Wednesday, if you're a listener and you work at Willy's near building 112, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. But anywho, yeah, I eat there. And the thing is, you learn what to eat, because even at Willy's, with all the fucking great food and all the beautiful young people and all the fucking soccer fields and all the propaganda signs about how we don't have enough of some ethnicity writing more shitty code. Yeah. Anywho, even at Willy's, you can get skunked if you eat at the wrong little cafeteria restaurantlet. I call them restaurantlets because it's like they invite external restaurants to come in and basically have a little part of the cafeteria. So a restaurantlet or, you know, whatever. But if you pick the wrong one, it's bad. It tears you up inside. So there's this quote unquote comfort food place. And I will tell you, I think they should call it discomfort food. There's this comfort food place at Willy's where I will never order food from there again. It's ironically named comfort food. It's not comfort food, it's terrible. I ordered their meatloaf. And I did it twice. I don't know why I did it twice. Maybe because I'm filled with so much self-hate. I had to have two doses of that, oh my God. That Bomblazium Exaptor, that clunkus of meat glob, and it tore my insides out of me. I'm sitting in my cubicle zone after lunch at Willy's, and I had the meatloaf. I can feel my insides becoming nothing but a liquidy mess of blood and acid and other types of fragments of metal shavings and probably asbestos. I had the meatloaf at Willy's, and I can already see that the veil is becoming thinner. I had the meatloaf at Willy Wonka's On the Spectrum and kind of sociopathic software factory. I had their meatloaf, and I did not realize that perhaps what I was eating was Meatloaf the Singer. Yeah, so here's the thing. Yes, there is a lot of food at Willy's available for you to buy, but like everything else these days, be careful. Because amongst the smorgasbord of what's left of the healthy food on planet Earth that's being funneled to all of the software factories, not just Willy Wonka's, but Google, Amazon, Facebook, Salesforce, you name it, Twitter. They all get their special supply of clean food. If you buy your food or eat your food someplace else, you get the unclean food. kind of like the Chevron diet plan. Yeah. I don't know, folks. I don't know. This next one. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to do this next topic. I'm crossing it off, but we're not going to discuss it. It has to do with Lovecraft and another topic, but I don't want to talk about it. And I'm not doing this one. Folks, I may be caught up on topics almost. Yep, don't throw the lawyers to the sharks. Ironize Cody. Yeah, I don't want to do that one. I am cleaning up my book of topics is more or less empty. This is kind of amazing. I'm virtually caught up. Of course, I could be wrong. There could be a topic I haven't covered yet. But no, I think I'm pretty much caught up. Yep. This is good news. And I know you're saying, oh, I'm just listening to you flipping pages. Yeah, you can't continuously improve the candle to the light bulb. I have already discussed that one. Yep, did that yesterday. Okay. So here's an interesting thing. In my book of topics, I am more or less caught up. This is kind of strange. As of this moment, August the 23rd, 2019, at 5:37 a.m., I have nothing interesting to say. As of this moment, I wish to say to the people beyond the great sea, I'm coming for you, son of a bitch. Beyond the great sea, where you live with the fancy folk of Mercer Island and Bellevue and the strange kingdoms of Issaquah. Yeah, so I've got to run some reports here in a bit and verify the state of the great snake. You know, this is Friday, and it's something to keep in mind that, you know, in order for people to go out on a Friday night from Willie's, in addition to Ard functioning correctly and not vomiting or throwing up all of the gumbus it swallows from the great data lake and the cosmos, it also has to power the Coustalizer. And the Coustalizer is how everybody gets to be like Jacques Cousteau. It's kind of the coolest thing in the world. You know, it's like, how do people get to be like Jacques Cousteau? I don't know. Fuck. How do you end up like Jacques Cousteau? Yeah, so if Ard doesn't work, the Coustalizer doesn't spin up, and if the Coustalizer doesn't spin up, people don't get to go to, like, Redmond Friday night marketplaces at midnight where all the hipster freaks who work at the Gumbus factories get to eat their artisanal cheeses and drink their special wines and pretend to be really cool. Fuck. So, We've got to talk to that acoustalizer by using mind beams. I can hear the electrons flowing into the plasmatic unit that powers the core acoustalizer. The main capacitor is filling up with over 50 babillion joules of transcontinental hypersonic energy. Yeah, so anyways, I hope you guys are going to have a great Friday. I wish I could tell you that I was optimistic about the future. I'm kind of joking about 9-1-1-9, the 1st of September 2019. But I'm not, because it's this fucked up age we live in. We swim as conscious creatures in a sea of deception. And maybe a better way of thinking about it is we're swimming in a sea where deception is the pollution, and it's crowding out the oxygen, it's crowding out the nutrients, and it's crowding out our ability to see the world for what it is. So, if you're asking yourself, how the fuck do I know what's going on? The simple answer from Uncle Dan is, I don't fucking know. And I know I've ranted on this many times before, and yes, it's a question of metaphysics and psychology and actual physics, and what you believe about the nature of reality. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. Okay, that is part of my paradigm. You may not like it. I could be wrong. I ask questions about it every fucking day. And yet, the more I ask questions, the more solid my faith becomes. Now, does that imply that I have proven God exists? No. No, I have not. We are conscious beings swimming in a sea, and the sea is filled with deception. It's being polluted with lies. And yeah, there are truths there, but the truths are like these fishing lures, or really rather the little worm on the hook. There are truths out there, but most of these truths are in reality rather banal, and the ones that aren't are just completely obscured by the fucking lies, by the falsehoods. So what do I tell you on this Friday? Before you head to your job, I don't know where you work. Yeah, I don't know, man. Happy Friday, and accept the fact that there's no way for you to know for sure what's going to happen next in the big picture, and that's probably always been kind of true. And you'd be better off that today if you put down your smartphone for a while. I'll just give you some advice. As far as going for a walk outside is concerned, I used to tell people you should go for a walk outside, and I do think people should exercise, but I'm not sure they should exercise outside any longer. I'm sorry, but if you're out there running in Seattle, if you're that guy I saw running on Rainier Avenue yesterday, you need to fucking check the air quality, buddy, because you're probably smoking a pack of cigarettes. In fact, based on all the construction and all the gumbus from the sky and all the other fucking shit they'll tell you is no problem, but that's also a lie. You should not be running in these fucking streets. Your lungs are screaming. So have a great day and stay away from that fucking meatloaf.